Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Tweet at us or just follow us or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Nick Allen with us. He tweets at Nick Allens. He's with Sarah Colonna Friday, the funny bone. He's at somebody's dorm room Saturday. Is that right?
Yeah.
No, it's a pop-up comedy show.
Don't tell comedy on Saturday. And Friday at the funny bone, they're doing like a special Valentine's week, like menu and champagne all week.
Okay, cool. Thank you. Sarah's going to be on the show with us tomorrow.
Yeah, this thing on Saturday sounds like some sort of eyes wide shut comedy.
Yeah, I'm not wearing pants.
No, don't wear pants, but wear a mask.
Yes.
You got to wear an eyes wide shut mask. Gilbert Gottfried and Dr. Mina, both today. If you miss them, check out the podcast. They're both spectacular in their own way.
But they may not be real since you can't see them.
What, Gilbert Gottfried and Dr. Mina?
Yeah, I couldn't see them.
Yeah.
I couldn't see Dr. Mina.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't think we're real because they can't see us.
Yeah, good point.
Yeah.
That's just dumb.
That's tough to wrap your head around.
That's dumb. People are just dumb. I can't place my finger on why they're so dumb nowadays, but they are. Craig, what's up?
Well, we have a death to report.
Yes, we do.
Wrestling champion Pedro Morales.
How old was Pedro?
76.
Yeah, I remember watching him.
The first Triple Crown winner in WWE history.
76 is like 110 in wrestler years.
Did he have the tag team, the regular one, and the Intercontinental?
Yeah, what is
the Triple Crown?
The Triple Crown.
The three belts?
I don't know.
There was always a championship, and there was also an Intercontinental champion, which was hilarious because they never and sometimes they'd unite those belts, but not much.
For the big matches. Yeah.
He was known to be suffering from Parkinson's disease in his later years.
Who had him? How many?
His most famous bout came in February of 71.
Oh, shoot. I don't remember.
Apparently, with his defeat of Ivan Koloff.
I remember Ivan Koloff,
At Madison Square Garden, where he won the WWWF heavyweight championship title.
I think you threw in an extra W there.
Well, and what I'm looking at here, there are three W's.
Oh.
Man. So if I may or may not, if I threw in an extra W, I'm just reading what's on the piece of paper here.
You nailed the Triple Crown, the WWE Championship, Intercontinental Championship, and the World Tag Team Championship.
Yeah, that'd be the Triple Crown. Who had him, Craig?
Two players had him, the Soul Rapist and Todd's 23rd child.
The Soul Rapist is kind of harsh.
Yeah. There is not a leader change.
Yeah. And knowing the Wrestling Triple Crown is kind of geeky.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. A lot of stupid information up there.
But cool.
Just kind of figured it out.
Yeah. I think they have more belts than that now.
They do, probably, yeah.
So Tom and the Deakmans still leading the league.
They put on a hell of a show.
Yeah, they do.
I am trying to get massive confirmation on the death of Lyndon LaRouche.
This is crazy that you can't find confirmation on something that's a guy that we all thought was dead years ago. That who would fake that he died 16 hours ago?
Yeah.
It's not anywhere except for two websites.
It said a couple of websites.
Yeah. So obviously people
had
him.
I'm not seeing it report. Yeah.
Your people had him, right?
Yeah, a few people had him, which is why I'm caring.
Yeah. Yeah, normally wouldn't care, right?
A couple of websites are saying that he passed, but, not the major big ones that you look at and go, well, CNN said,
You know what? Be honest with you, we would know if we had a TV.
CNN's not reporting it.
That would be a crawl on MSNBC. That guy was a politician. Ran for president a thousand times.
It would be more than a crawl.
Yeah.
Was he really a politician or just a guy who ran?
He was an old crank.
Yeah.
He was a just a horrible person, a lot of people say.
Yes, he was.
And one of the first major conspiracy theorists.
Well, now it's just facts.
Yeah. Now they're all lunatic.
Alternate facts, what they call them now.
Yeah. Yeah, just a lunatic.
Right. Well, we should check and see if Gilbert booked him.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
And that way we should call him back.
We can assure that he's dead.
Lyndon LaRouche is dead, Gilbert.
That's an unfortunately excellent point.
He can keep a streak going of booking guys, and then they die.
Right.
An Iowa Republican has proposed decriminalizing psychedelic drugs for medicinal use, according to the Des Moines Register.
Man, but what does Hayden Fry say? I'm serious. For every state, you have to check with a football coach who's retired.
The legendary football coach.
Hayden Fry. What does Hayden Fry say? Then I'll make my decision on this.
State Representative Jeff Shifley has filed a set of bills to improve medical accessibility to drugs that are currently illegal. He says he's doing what he told people he was going to do. The voters in his district, they're going to give him a high five, he says.
They don't care. Good. Most people don't care.
He says that's why they elected him.
Except our governor who's taking cash from people.
He has offered legislation that would change the classification of, and I'm not familiar with this first one, Ibogaine, Ibogaine, psilocybin.
I'm on that right now.
Yep.
No, I have no idea.
Psilocybin and MDMA. He wants to change the classification of those and permit them to be used medically.
Medically. Like weed is in Iowa right now, right?
Yeah.
Well, see, I don't know all the details.
In December, Oregon Secretary of State approved the language for a ballot proposal there seeking to legalize mushroom use among licensed therapists and reduce punishment for possession. There, research has shown that mushrooms can help with depression and anxiety.
Yeah, Ibogaine, apparently, according to a couple sites I've got here, therapy for drug addiction.
That's right, yes.
All kinds of drug addiction.
Especially opioids, I believe.
Yep.
No, but opioids are cool when they give you a lot of money.
Researchers from Johns Hopkins recommended the reclassification of psilocybin to be able to, so that we could use it medically.
The morons, it's Johns Hopkins, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're
decriminalization
dumb.
Effort also underway in Denver.
I'm surprised mushrooms help with anxiety. I remember being on mushrooms and being pretty freaked out.
Yeah. I think
results may vary. Yeah.
If you take the microdose, it helps with the anxiety. You probably took a full dose.
Yeah,
well, I bet you took more
doses.
Than a full dose.
Yeah, we just.
You probably took more than a full dose.
Tripping balls at that time.
In a non-medically supervised situation.
Pretty freaked out.
If you got people in there in their white coats, first of all, hopefully that wouldn't freak you out.
Yep. And I would. If you're on
and you know, but there are therapies to help you deal with specific things when you're on these drugs, and you know, people say that they help a lot,
right,
quickly and for a long time.
Ooh.
With therapy.
Yeah. The therapy's the key.
That is the key.
Just be hanging out.
Yeah, that is the key. Yeah.
You need supervised.
But you still can find that you know, sometimes you can change your head if you're trying to.
Well, there's the old documentary on Cary Grant in the early 60s. He went through all this. He took psychedelics in therapy to help him out with his childhood.
Yeah.
That seems a lot more helpful than camping with your friends wondering where the moon went.
Although that could be therapeutic, too.
I can't disagree with
me
that.
Me neither.
We used to do that camping with my friends, and we'd study the how rocks breathe.
Yeah.
Guess some did and some didn't.
Yeah, I didn't know rocks had lungs.
Yeah.
Did you give CPR to the ones that were not breathing?
No, we just observed.
Yeah. Okay.
And then one time, a bottle of wine was sitting there, and it exploded.
Yeah.
While you were tripping?
Yeah.
Oh, did you leave? I would have left.
No, we just all went, whoa.
Yeah.
As you would.
Yeah.
And then you woke up the next morning, and it hadn't exploded.
No,
it was all just one big group trip.
It put itself crazy. Back together.
A report released yesterday by the Taxpayer Advocate Service says that the five-week government shutdown could not have come at a worse time for the IRS. Taxpayers were not able to get frozen refunds. Yeah. They were not able to present hardship cases while facing fines. They were not able to resolve audits of past tax returns.
Trump shutdown, by
during the
way, right?
First weeks of the shutdown, IRS employees were not allowed to answer phones, nope. Issue refunds, release liens and levies, create installment agreements, or review pending actions.
They're back millions. They're,
this particular report is usually delivered to Congress in December, but it, too, was delayed because of the shutdown.
Yeah.
So when they were forced to go to work, what were they doing?
Trying to catch up, probably, because they were out for a while. Yeah,
and we are looking at perhaps a big 4th of July event in D.C. in July.
It's called a parade. I love this bit. He said Trump's trying to invent something that happened already.
He says, he also, in what he said when he's talking about this parade, he keeps using the term parade, but at one point he says, maybe more of a gathering as opposed to a parade.
Yeah.
Oh, it's not him waving from a tank?
Well, he used the term parade a lot, but then at some point he actually said, we might consider it a gathering more than a parade.
The 4th of July is huge in D.C. It always has been. I was there like on July 2nd one year flying out, and the whole place was snow fenced off for the big concerts, and that wasn't Trump. It's always something happening there.
Yeah, do they blow stuff up along the
mall? That's why he's getting mocked. Because he's saying something that already exists, but it's his idea. It's just stupid.
It's like he shows up.
This goes back when the Beach Boys played the 4th of July and Reagan and James Watt thought they were bad for the country. I mean, there's always been something going on in D.C. during the 4th of July. They snow fenced the whole place off and put concerts on. You know? So he's just saying stuff to people that don't understand that it's already happened.
He's inventing the quesadilla.
He invented thank you. He invented the quesadilla.
It's like going to some small town. Like, you guys want to put your fire trucks in the parade.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
We do that.
That's crazy.
Oh, okay.
So. I would like to propose a game where the American Conference champion plays the National Football Conference champion, and we'll do it in Miami next February.
And they'll cheer.
And we'll call it the Super Bowl.
The Red Hats will cheer. The Red Hats will cheer.
Like, he's done it again.
He's done it again. Idiots.
Kept a promise. Justin Bieber reportedly getting treated for depression.
It would be tremendous.
People are saying.
People magazine says that the Biebs is going through a rough patch dealing with mental and emotional struggles, which happens when you get married.
That's how this should end.
Coincidence?
However,
why did you get married?
It is being reported that it has nothing to do with his new marriage to Haley Baldwin, but instead about his fame.
How old is that dude?
Too young.
He's in his 20s.
Yeah. When you're famous.
And zillionaire.
Yeah. Well, even when you're not famous, you shouldn't get married that young.
No, hell no. No.
But 24. Especially when you're famous.
There's so much more.
He needs
24
mushrooms.
And so much more, exactly. Thank you, Neil.
Yep.
5'9" in case he comes up and who's taller.
Yes, you do. Oh, good. We'll know that.
His birthday's March 1st.
He may come in.
But by that time, we'll have forgotten all of that.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's a couple weeks away.
I think Elton John was like 4'2".
Yeah.
he was, when he walked around, he was like waddling like a little penguin.
He's a thick guy. That's
right. Yeah.
He is pear-shaped.
My favorite part about what anybody's ever said about their Billy Joel, he probably still does the joke. He goes, if you're wondering what Billy Joel's uncle's doing up here. I love that bit. And when did Billy Joel's uncle go on tour?
I liked it when Billy Joel thanked all the people up in my section in the back. And, you know, thanks for coming out. Yeah. I know it's not the greatest seats, but car insurance is a mother these days.
That's it. Yep. That's what he said. That was his line. Yeah. Yeah.
Billy likes to wreck cars.
Yes, he does.
A lot.
He hasn't lately, though.
No.
He had a string of three or four there in a real short period of time.
And all in Long Island, too. Yeah, hanging out.
Car insurance is a mother. Thanks for coming out.
Yeah, that's why I was surprised, like, a Progressive or somebody didn't get him on.
Yeah, well, he got...
The general.
But it was also drunk driving, though, so that's probably why they want to latch onto that.
Yeah, they probably don't want a lot of drunk drivers.
they probably drop a lot of people that have drunk driving.
Drunk drivers need insurance, too.
They do.
They have to get that special insurance.
Yes, they do.
The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints does not support a bill that would virtually eliminate 3.2 beer in Utah. The church released a statement saying that they do not support this bill in its current form. This would allow Utah grocery and convenience stores to sell beer with up to 4.8% alcohol by weight. Lawmakers say that the bill is designed to expand consumer selection since many major breweries have stopped making 3.2 beer
since
no one wants it.
Who does? Because even Coors Light's like 4.1 or 4.3 somewhere in there.
Yeah, I think they've...
I mean, the light beer, the normal...
But in Utah, they can't sell anything but 3.2 beer in some places.
I had no idea what this even existed until I moved to the Midwest, hearing about this 3.2 beer stuff. I never even
heard.
I know it was in Colorado years ago.
Colorado,
too,
right? No, I think Colorado still does it, but they're trying to move away from it.
Where because it's stupid.
Real beer. And I don't know, what the hell do Mormons care?
They don't want anybody getting drunk.
Less alcohol.
They just want less alcohol.
Yeah.
More porn, but less alcohol. We know the.
They didn't ask for more porn.
They use it.
Not the point.
But if you're a practicing Mormon, you don't drink.
You
the
don't
alcohol.
Drink, right?
So, well, this is for others.
Are you telling me churches try to get other people's lives? That's crazy.
This is for other people.
Really?
And
that's crazy.
They could also say that it's for themselves because they don't want to get hit by a drunk driver.
It's because they want people drinking.
Well, that's
of
pretty
course
selfish.
That's it.
Yeah. You can get drunk on 3.2 beer.
That's selfish, not wanting to get hit by a drunk driver.
You can get drunk on 3.2 beer to drink a bunch of it, you know?
Yes, you can, but they don't necessarily think it's as easy.
They don't want people drinking.
I don't want Mormons knocking on my door. Is there something you can do about that?
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, you can just put up a sign.
Is that already Mormon?
Yep.
No, then they might come in and want to commiserate.
Compare ties.
Yep.
Police in Baltimore are looking for a woman, a mother, that was reportedly harassing female students in an effort to get someone to date her damn son. The University Police Department at Towson says that the woman approached at least three women asking them about their interest in her son by showing pictures on a mobile phone at the campus library and arts building.
It's Towson, but it's library too, by the way. Remember that? It is Towson. I know some people went to that school. I know someone went to that school.
She's like, check out his dog.
Thanks, Mom.
She's not going to be charged, but authorities just wanted to stop that crap. A campus bulletin has been issued in order to help identify the woman. The department has also released a couple of still photos taken from campus security cameras.
Mom, you're scaring the ladies.
Yeah, so apparently... Yeah. The sun can't stop her.
Right.
That's embarrassing.
Yeah.
Is she no getting laid some bitch? She needs the help from the mom?
She at least thinks so.
Yeah. Obviously.
Right. Mom.
I hate that.
Mom.
There's going to be a Frank Zappa hologram tour.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what his kids are in charge of that, right?
Yeah. I think so, yeah.
I know Dweezil.
Ahmet says he's excited.
Dweezil was fighting him on that.
Yeah.
Because Dweezil actually has talent. Remember that Ahmed guy? He wasn't a musician at all. He did some hosting. The bald head dude.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he just did some hosting. And Dweezil's a great guitar player and a musician in his own right.
Yeah,
and he's against this.
Dweezil can actually play.
Yeah, big time. He's a great guitar player.
Man,
in fact, Dweezil's out doing his dad's music with a live band.
And that's...
That's fine.
Yeah, that's more like...
Yeah.
I assume this is a live band
with
just
a hologram.
Frank.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. Who's got more kids leeching off their corpse, him or Marley?
Marley.
Yeah, but Marley's got people that he's got so many out there.
Marley's got generations. Right. Mm-hmm.
Casey Kasem's kids.
Yeah.
If you have the hologram and you're the family, do you like to have that at Thanksgiving, too?
just have them sit there.
Dad's hologram.
Yeah, that's a whole new level of weirdness, and that might happen in the future.
Yeah.
Your dead relatives at your Thanksgiving dinner. Yee.
Yeah.
They'd be happy until you realize they're not alive.
Do they have to? Does a hologram, is it dependent on something already being on video?
Yeah, I think it does. I think it does because I've seen a hologram in the Dio show. It's just Dio on stage singing these songs. So that's why they.
So he doesn't stop and say, we're glad to be in your city.
Unless you have him saying your city. You're right. They're not going to have, unless they filmed, Frank Zappa sitting at Thanksgiving dinner every year in a bunch of video.
Thank
you. Right? Yeah. Frank Zappa, he would be singing his songs from a concert footage hologrammed up to a band playing, right?
Yeah, during Thanksgiving.
Like, where's the gravy?
Yeah, I've seen the Dio footage. Yeah, it's kind of strange.
And bringing Uncle Joe back to Thanksgiving dinner is all well and good until you realize you didn't like his drunk ass to start with.
Exactly.
And
now
you're stuck at the kids' table forever.
Right.
But they don't need any special kind of photography, you know, 3D sort of stuff. You know, because
you're right, it's old video.
Right, anything you would have gotten from Zappa would have been old video.
Easily. He's been going for a long time. We had Dr. Mina and Gilbert Gottfried today. Check them out in the podcast. Stitcher, iTunes, TuneIn Radio, TNTRadioEmpire.com. Sarah Colon in the studio tomorrow. Her out-of-work punter husband, John Ryan, is going to stop up with him, right?
Yep.
Nice.
We're going to get him a tryout.
And, we're going to punt in the parking lot. No, we're not.
No, he'll outkick his coverage.
Yeah. And Nick Allen, he's at the Funny Bone Friday, and also what's the
Don't Tell Comedy on Saturday. Funny Bone Friday and then on Saturday.
Don't
Thanks,
tell anybody,
guys.
Don't tell anybody it's happening. That's what it sounds like.
Be like on my other show.
Okay.
Don't tell anybody where it is.
At Nick's Allen's. All right. We tweet at TNT Radio Empire. See you in the morning. Thanks, man.
Good night. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.